certainly glad to see Mr. Edwin here today. Hallelujah. Yes. Amen. 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 Would you stand with me this morning and as we read God's word? Amen. I'm going to be reading from Psalm 96. I'm going to be reading it out of the Message Bible. It says, sing God a brand new song. Earth and everyone in it, sing. Sing to God. Worship God. Shout the news of His victory from sea to sea. Take the news of His glory to the lost. News of His wonders to one and all. For God is great and worth a thousand hallelujahs. His terrible beauty makes the gods look cheap. Pagan gods are mere tatters and rags. God made the heavens. Royal splendor radiates from Him. A powerful beauty sets Him apart. Bravo, God! Bravo! Everyone join in a great shout. Encore! In all before the beauty, in all before the might. Bring gifts and celebrate. Bow before the beauty of God. Then to your knees. Everyone worship. Get out the message. God rules. He put the world on a firm foundation. He treats everyone fair and square. Let's hear it from sky, with earth joining in, and a huge round of applause from sea. Let wilderness turn cartwheels. Animals, come dance. Put every tree of the forest in the choir. An extravaganza before God as He comes. As He comes to set everything right on earth. Set everything right. Treat everyone fair. You know, to me, that's a talking about a celebration this morning. Amen? As we come before Him to praise and to worship and to honor Him. And it's not a matter of you come here and we pump you up. You come in with your joy and your anointing and time it all comes together. It's an extravaganza before the Lord. Amen? Well, let's worship Him today. Hallelujah.
Lord of glory, You have called.
saying, okay, God, wherever you want me to go, I don't know where it is, but Sarah, we're going to go. I have found the Almighty God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And because of that, because of his faithfulness to follow God, and it was counted unto him as righteousness. And God said, that's my friend. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Come on, church. We praise him this morning. We magnify him. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord God Almighty. Hallelujah. Yes.
Love has come to rescue us. Jesus, hear the joyful noise we make as we join with him.
Come on, let's pray, church. Come on. You know, and the thing is, And that's that song about hope is here. And you know, and sometimes the enemy tries to do just what he's doing with this song. He tries to stop you from getting the message out. But guess what? Are we quitters? No. Come on, let's just pray. Just stop now. Let's just pray in the Holy Spirit. Father God, we just thank you now in the name of Jesus for your power that's here today. Hallelujah. For your love, for your power. Thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that all of this equipment belongs to you. And Lord God, we're getting a message out this morning. Hope is here in the name of Jesus. Mercy triumphs at the cross. Amen. Hallelujah. It's a new day. Peace has come because Jesus saves. Come on, let's praise him and worship him and magnify him. And we're not going to let anything stop it. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise the Lord. Wait just a minute. Let's get everybody going here. Hallelujah. All right. I guess it's time for a testimony.
Jack Mundu.
All right, brother. Come here.
You say a whole lot, but it is to me. Come out of Walmart yesterday, you touched my stomping ground. Well, that's, hey. But anyway, you know, it works, works. Anyways, the old man sitting in the car, handicapped over, so I just walked by and I just spoke to him. And when I say, let me rephrase that, an older gentleman. And when I did, he hurried and opened his car door. So we proceeded to conversate. You know me, I like to talk anyway. I was getting ready to leave. He told me, he said, I thank you for stopping and talking to me. He said, you don't know how good it feels just to have somebody to walk up just to talk to. We spoke for a few more minutes, and then he said, before you go, would you pray for me?
Oh,
I said, I sure will.
Wow.
I said, I sure will.
Wow.
I just wanted to share that. Be kind. You know, that's what this church is known for, prayer. Out of all places, this church is known for prayer more than anything.
Amen.
And I thought that was an awesome thing, just to hey, pray for it. And that's an awesome thing. So anyway, take it for what that's worth.
All it took was just saying hello.
Saying hello.
Well, that also made me think of the dollar store. That, you know, of course, I say God bless you or whatever when people come through. But now people I don't even know will ask me to pray for them. And if I can, I'll just pray for them right there. Instead of saying I'll pray for you. Because, you know, you tell people, hey, I'll pray for you. But you want to make sure you actually do.
Yes.
I mean, because sometimes you busy, you forget, and so I'll do it. And then you get some pretty strange looks. But the people you're actually praying for really do appreciate it.
At Domino's this week, I overheard a lady in the front tell the person who was taking her pizza order that she, or her sub order, that she was going to take some subs for her friend who had cancer. And I just felt something stir in me. Don't let this go. You have an opportunity. So I walked over to him. But now the question is, what do you say? Because I don't want to speak for me, because I might say the wrong thing. So I go over and I'm like, Lord, I really need you quickly, because I'm walking toward her to tell me what to say. So I look at her and I go, is your friend a Christian? She immediately saw the look come on her face like, no. You know, it's one of those. Well, you've done answered the question. You don't even have to say nothing else by the look on your face. So to make the story short, I just encouraged her. You know, don't go over there and just chit-chat. This lady has cancer. God can't heal her. And she might be on her way out. And I ain't one to say which it is. But I know this. That conversation went on, and her face just lit up. She got excited. She began to praise the Lord. And she came over. I ended up praying for her. And as I was holding her hand and praying for her, other people walked in to order pizzas. And we just kept right on praying. And when it was over with, I looked at her in front of them. I said, you got to be bold and not really care who hears you say the name of Jesus. You got to pray. And then about 15 minutes later or so after she left, or sometime that afternoon, I can't remember. It didn't seem like too long to me. I was busy. But a guy who works for me got a text from his friend. And his friend said, my mom was just up there, and someone evangelized her and encouraged her to talk to her friend. And I just can't believe that all that happened at Domino's. You know who this was. So Josh comes over to me and he says, I know who that was. It was me. Now, I'm going to close with this and I'm done. When we're talking about friend of God, I get excited about that. Because here's the thing. Friend or foe. You ever heard that saying? Friend or foe. Buddy, I can name you some foes of God. You see them on the nightly news. You can see them in the paper. See, friend or foe. I choose to be friend. A friend is someone who's for and not against. Someone who acts on behalf of and stands with. Not someone who opposes everything that the person they're saying their friend is about. For example, God says this. You do the opposite of that. Foe. God says, this is acceptable to me. This is not accept. This is a perversion. This is retrobate. This is deviant. I'm for that. You're a foe. Friend or foe is going to matter a lot one day. It matters today, and today may be the last day. Don't leave this world as a foe. Leave this world as a friend through the blood of Jesus Christ.
Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen.
Power.
blood of the Lamb and the word of my testimony. Everyone overcome. We will overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of my testimony. Everyone overcome.
In church where everybody can see it, it's easy. But I mean, when I go out in the world, and that's what we're seeing, you know, out there, the world, where they can, sometimes it'll be another Christian just needs another smile to be encouraged to for the joy that's on your face. But they can make it. A light in a broken land. Hallelujah. You know, I just feel led. Let's do that song again. There's an anointing on that song because we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. Do that song again. Listen to what you're saying this morning, church. And you who are listening online, or if you're going to listen to this, you know, we can make mistakes and we can, you know, the microphone problems we've had today, but I want to tell you something. The message and the good news of the gospel is that Jesus died for you. And that's the message. And that's the hope.
Thank you. Overcome.
Fills the skies, light of the world.
Great.
to the highest mountain, and it flows to the lowest valley. Hallelujah. God's overwhelming love for us. His overwhelming love. He loved us so much that Jesus said that he was willing to go after the one sheep. He cares so much if there's one sheep this morning. He loves you.